Right now on the line, though, with me, I got someone very special. Her name is Trish, also known as DJ Roller Girl, right?
Yes. Hello.
And we're talking about a Valentine for the homeless.
So I learned a couple of years ago that this is a time of year when the donation bins get empty, but there is a great need, you know? And so it's basically a day of love for the homeless. So I'm collecting blankets as well as outerwear, scarves, hats, socks, mittens, whatever. They can be new, they can be used also, although gently used, which basically means not full of rips or stains.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also collecting things that they can eat, for example, little snack things, jerky, little snack packs of crackers and cheese, etc. So we're encouraging people to come and join us, and we're going to take different routes to the city, and we're going to go buy some hot coffee and hand out hot coffee.
And yeah. You know what? This is probably one of the coldest months, I think,
well,
is February.
This is another thing that it coincides well with this idea, mm-hmm. that it's exactly the right period to do this.
Yeah, and people don't realize it, too, because it's the time of giving, the season of giving is Christmas time. So then after that, it's like everyone forgets.
This is one of my biggest issues that I have with, as I say, the discussion is so often about what should we do with them, you know? Like, it's such a problem, homelessness. This is not helping at all. I mean, first of all, no one really offers any solutions to actually fix it. And pushing them aside doesn't work, and moving them to other parts of the city doesn't work. And so maybe what we need to do is to acknowledge their presence. And it's a good way to start, at least, by acknowledging their presence and saying, yes, we realize you're here, and yes, you are a part of this city. You exist, you're a part of this community.